Danny did not want to go back to Vaes Dothrak and live the rest of her life among those terrible old women. Yet she knew that the knight spoke the truth. Droga had been more than her sun and stars. He had been the shield that kept her safe. "I will not leave him," she said stubbornly, miserably. She took his hand again. "I will not." A stirring at the tent flap made Danny turn her head. Miramar's Dua entered, bowing low. Days on the march, trailing behind the Khalasar, had left her limping and haggard, with blistered and bleeding feet and hollows under her eyes. Behind her came Kotho and Hago, carrying the god's wife's chest between them. When the blood riders caught sight of Drogo's wound, the chest slipped from Hago's fingers and crashed to the floor of the tent, and Kotho swore an oath so foul it seared the air. Miramar's Dua studied Drogo, her face still and dead.
"The wound has festered."
"This is your work, Meji," Kotho said. Hago laid his fist across Miri's cheek with a meaty smack that drove her to the ground. Then he kicked her where she lay. "Stop it!" Danny screamed. Kotho pulled Hago away, saying, "Kicks are too merciful for a Meji. Take her outside. We will stake her to the earth to be the mount of every passing man. And when they are done with her, the dogs will use her as well."